Good morning, and thank you for the opportunity to highlight our working paper on institutional strengthening of the BWC, listed as WP3. Before delving into the paper, the U.S. delegation also wishes to thank those who participated at our site event this morning on BWC verification, where our experts provided an in-depth overview of the present-day U.S. assessment regarding legally binding measures for verification. Similar to our site event, the U.S. paper focuses on U.S. concerns about the threat of biological weapons from past biological weapons programs that may still continue today. It highlights the most near-term threat of biological use by terrorist or insurgent group, where challenges of detecting clandestine offensive biological warfare activity prior to use is likely to be even greater. Therefore, it is fundamental that efforts to strengthen the convention should enhance international security by reducing the risk of biological weapons development, which means states' parties must meet their obligations under the convention. The paper further emphasizes how technical advances in the biological field have changed since 2001, potentially obscuring many of the traditional signatures that once characterized a biological weapons program. The United States is a strong proponent of advancing the field of science and technology. However, these developments also remind us of the importance of ensuring that these developments are unfolding across the globe in a safe and secure manner. The United States acknowledges that previous extensive efforts made to develop verification measures under the BWC and recognizes there are some states' parties who believe that a negotiation of a legally binding verification regime is both feasible and necessary. The United States does not know, however, of any formal mechanism or set of agreed procedures that would enable parties to verify that core prohibition as set out in Articles 1 and 2 of the conventions are being met. Some states may be willing to accept a package of measures that provide limited benefits. The United States itself supports discrete and practical measures that enhance transparency and confidence in compliance, but not legally binding. Nevertheless, the bar for verification measures as part of legally binding regime is set higher. The United States requires that any agreed verification measures provide assurances with reasonable confidence that others are abiding by their core commitments as set out in Articles 1 and 2 of the BWC. Making a compliance judgment requires a high degree of confidence in the ability to distinguish between the prohibited and permissible, i.e. verification, which often centers on intent. Today's MX provided the United States with another opportunity to carefully re-examine previous protocol verification negotiation efforts and to investigate the feasibility of developing an international mechanism to verify the BWC. The United States has determined once again that such a regime would not achieve an effective means to assure compliance or provide the United States with greater national security. From a U.S. perspective, there is no need for a new legal instrument. And looking back, numerous important steps have already been made to strengthen the convention institutionally. Tools that have strengthened the BWC include the BWC confidence building measures, the work to develop and implement the consultative provisions of Article 5, and recourse to the UN Security Council under Article 6 as appropriate. Further, the intersessional process itself is of great utility to the convention, along with the establishment of the ISU, which assists states' parties with their needs, including those related to national implementations and CBMs. The ISU also has a major role in maintaining a database to facilitate the exchange of requests for and offers to provide assistance and cooperation among states' parties. While the United States considers the BWC the key instrument for strengthening international security against the threat of biological weapons, it is important to be mindful that a number of other international mechanisms, instruments, and initiatives have also contributed to preventing use of biological weapons or confronting any scenario in which biological weapons may be used. For example, the UN Secretary General's mechanism for investigating alleged use of chemical and biological weapons, the International Convention for Suppression of Terrorist Bombings, the UN Security Council 1540, the International Health Regulation, the Global Health Security Agenda, and Global Partnership all comprise a broad international framework to prevent, deter, and/or confront use of biological weapons. Today, we consider the full range of approaches and options to further strengthen the Convention. The United States, in its working paper, has offered a possible way ahead on institutional strengthening of the BWC. We do this by posing questions that require having a clear understanding of the specific objectives states parties seek to accomplish through measures for institutional strengthening and how those can be met. Consideration should also be given to how the Convention deals with the evolving non-state actor threat. What specific measures should be put in place to address scientific and technical developments, including ensuring responsible conduct of those using biological agents and biotechnologies? I know this is a subject already discussed in MX2, but it also relevant to institutional strengthening. In closing, the United States believes that developing answers to these questions will facilitate the efforts of states parties to produce meaningful outcome from this intersessional process. Let's look forward and not to the past. Thank you.